Good morning. This is David, and this morning's reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 23, the whole chapter. It's headed "The Last Words of David." That's King David, not me. So chapter 23 of 2 Samuel. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, "When one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. For does not my house stand so with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But worthless men are all like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be taken with the hand, but the man who touches them arms himself with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they are utterly consumed with fire." And the next section is labeled "David's Mighty Men." These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheb-Bashebeth, a Tachamite. He was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 800, whom he killed at one time. And next to him, among the three mighty men, was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the son of Ahohi. He was with David when they defied the Philistines, who were gathered there for the battle, and the men of Israel withdrew. He rose and struck down the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the men returned after him only to strip the slain. And next to him was Shammah, the son of Agee the Hararite. The Philistines gathered together at Lehi, where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the men fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot and defended it and struck down the Philistines, and the Lord worked a great victory. And three of the 30 chief men went down and came about harvest time to David at the cave of Adullam, when a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. And David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." And the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and carried and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord and said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30, and he wielded his spear against 300 men and killed them, and won a name amongst besides the three. He was the most renowned of the 30 and became their commander, but he did not attain to the three. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down two Ariels of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And he struck down an Egyptian, a handsome man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but Benaniah went down to him with a staff and snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and won a name beside the three mighty men. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the three, and David set him over his bodyguard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah of Harod, Elikah of Harod, Helez the Palatite, Ira the son of Ikesh of Tekoa, Abiezer of Anathoth, Mabunai the Hushathite, Zalmon the Hahite, Maharai of Netopar, Heleb the son of Bana of Netopar, Itai the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the people of Benjamin, Benaniah of Pirathon, Hidiah of the brooks of Gash, Abi-Albon the Arbathite, Asmaveth of Bahurim, Eliaba the Shalbonite, the sons of Jashan, Jonathan, Shammah the Harite, Ahiam the son of Sharah the Harite, Eliphelet the son of Abishai of Makkah, Eliam the son of Ahithophel of Gilo, Hezro of Carmel, Parai the Arbite, Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai of Beeroth, the armor bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. So here we have quite a long passage. It starts off with, as you said, the last words of David. And the first thing is, David could have started off, you know, with doing his power, his authority as a king. But he starts off the oracle of David, the son of Jesse. He starts back right at his roots. And as like in that second passage there, more about David's mighty men, we know a lot of them were, they joined him when he was in exile in the wilderness, and a lot of them were misfits and didn't fit in. They came to David with one accord. They all had grievance or whatever. So God drew this mighty band together, and when we read some of their acts, you know, we think, wow, amazing. But what relevance has that got for us today when we read these? You know, it's quite amazing that when you read all these names specifically listed in it for all their, you know, they're just a name in a list of names, and you think, well, why Lord? But and he says, it's like David said, he's the Spirit of the Lord. And that is the key, you know, the Spirit of the Lord with David. And the Spirit of the Lord enabled the men listed here to do these mighty deeds. They were listed in this list because of the things they'd done through their obedience and their loyalty to King David, and likewise King David's loyalty to God. And I think that's the one thing we take this passage from here, that, you know, how do we consider our loyalty to God? Are we open to his Holy Spirit to enable us to do mighty deeds for him? Okay, we may not be going out slaughtering people with spears in our hand, but Lord God has given us the weapons of our warfare, but we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to enable us to fulfill it. So the Spirit of the Lord speaks by me, his word is on my tongue. That's the words of David, and that just a real great summing up there. He said, let's pray. Father God, I just thank you that, you know, when we look at this, we can just dismiss it as just a list of names. Well, thank you, Lord, that all these people are listed in perpetuity in your word, Lord, for a reason. And we just thank you that, likewise, our names will be listed, because, Lord, our names are listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And, Lord, in those days when we stand before you, Lord, and the book is opened, Lord, we can see our names listed with all these mighty names throughout Scripture. But, Lord, so will you just enable us through your Spirit to just to continue to do the mighty deeds and the small deeds and the living of our life, Lord, for your purpose, for your glory, Lord, where we just continue to be loyal to you, Lord, as these men were loyal to King David and to enable his kingdom to flourish. Lord, may we be loyal to you, that your kingdom may flourish here where you've planted us. So, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit. And we just continue to thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because, Lord, we just accept and we just thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for us. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning. Amen.